You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. AstraZeneca halts Phase 3 trials, UK bans gatherings of more than six, and Chinese internet users archive the pandemic on GitHub. Here's what you should know. Phase 3 testing for the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine was put on pause Tuesday after one participant in the UK reportedly developed the neurological symptoms of a rare but serious spinal inflammatory disorder. Though this is the first coronavirus vaccine trial to be halted, clinical holds aren't uncommon, and this is a reminder that the vaccine development process is hardly linear. The participant in question is expected to recover. Starting next Monday, gatherings of more than six people will be banned in England, indoors or out, with a few exceptions. Until now, gatherings of up to 30 have been permitted. These new rules are designed to curb the recent resurgence of coronavirus in the UK. According to Health Secretary Matt Hancock, they will be in place for the foreseeable future. Finally, during the peak of China's bout with coronavirus, the country's censors scrubbed many social media posts about the pandemic from the internet. That is, except on GitHub, the world's largest open-source software site, which is encrypted but still allowed in the country. In China, users looking to avoid censorship and document the outbreak repurposed the platform to create a COVID-19 archive, including news articles, medical journals, and personal accounts. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Google, Amazon, Apple, Tesla. These are only a few top companies counting Quantic MBA students and graduates among their workforce. Quantic's award-winning interactive learning platform equips high-potential leaders with the confidence and top-tier global network they need to make an impact. With a highly selective admissions model, Quantic is training the next generation of C-suite leaders and entrepreneurs with future-forward skill sets to accelerate their careers. It's time for the modern MBA that matches your ambition at an affordable tuition. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more.